Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
His ankles is something we're still working through and talking about. We'll see how this week goes in terms of whether we'll have him available for Saturday night or not. But it's more of a day-by-day type deal with him.
That was Ben Johnson earlier in the week, I believe Monday, talking about Luther Burden and his ankle. And unfortunately, it is something that has come up on the injury report yet again. The latest Bears injury report did have Luther Burden on it. That is a concern as we continue to go into Packers week on Saturday night. Burden did not practice on Wednesday. He did not practice on Tuesday. Roma Dunze also out of practice both days with that foot injury. Amin Ogbuemiga also out, did not practice on Wednesday. Tremaine Edmonds thankfully limited, Cole Kmet limited, DeAndre Swift limited. And that's really the what you need to know about the Bears injury report from yesterday. This is Raheemi Harrison-Grody on 670 The Score. And Marshall, I think you have every right to be concerned about WR1 and WR Emerging. That'd be Roman Luther.
Is that what we're calling WR Emerging?
I mean, how do you explain ascending? I feel like what he's doing is stunting. I mean, what complimentary word descriptor do we want to give Luther Burden for his season so far?
There's an argument to be made that Luther Burden III is their best receiver. There's an argument to be made if you look at the development of him as a rookie, along with other rookies, because honestly, in Ben Johnson's offense, all the rookies are doing a phenomenal job of showing their value no matter what round they were picked in. What's up, Kalmanung guy? I think if you look at what was happening weeks, we'll just say pre-buy and post-buy. Mm-hmm. And if you just look at the last 3 weeks as kind of an indicator of what's going on lately, what have you done for me lately? Luther Burden III is right there with anybody that you want to talk about on this offense. That includes the running backs because of the magnitude of the plays that he has made when you consider he's got games where he has only four catches, but all four catches are for first downs, right? I think him not being there and Roma Dunze not being there is a problem. If that's what happens on Saturday night, DJ Moore had a great game last week, specifically because it was much better than all the games he had had prior to that and the way that he was using the win over the Browns. But Luther Burden III gives them another threat, another playmaker that defenses have to be concerned about, that they have to actually focus on. There's a difference between Luther Burden III and, let's say, Olamide Zaccheaus, let alone a Devin Duvernay type who comes up with an occasional catch every once in a while. So if those two guys can't go, and neither of them has practiced this week, we don't expect Roma Dunze to play. That's already off the table. But if Luther Burden III can't go, you have to wonder what they're going to do at the receiver position.
Well, and my next thought is, of course, you've got to continue DJ Moore. There's a reason he was your WR1 for a long time on this team. You go back, though, to the box score of when they lost to the Packers 28-21 so long ago.
So long ago. Barely remember it.
Game before last. He was targeted just 3 times. He had 1 catch for -4 yards because the screen game hasn't been as successful for the Bears, especially against that very good Packers defense. And the pass rush is a part of being able to get to a screen game pretty quickly. We saw how Rashawn Gary moved around along with Micah Parsons. So I think that he's got to be the guy who they schematically target more.
No,
you can have DJ as your primary read on more plays, but is it going to be enough? Do you think you pass the ball enough as a team to get what you wanted to get done? They had 138 yards on the ground in that game. They had 186 in the air.
How do you feel about 12 personnel?
I love it.
How do you feel about 13 personnel?
I love it even more.
Okay, so...
And we found out the Wumbo is the name for what I called like the four tight end set. Thank you to everybody who texted in that day talking about the Wumbo package.
Wumbo 04.
That's what she said.
There's a couple of things you can call... Oh, wow. That's where you went with that?
Now, after the first hour, you need a palate cleanser.
Okay. My palate has now been cleansed thanks to you putting that in my head. I'll say this. The idea of 13 personnel with Durham Smythe... and even the Wumbo, as you call it, with a little extra Theo Benedet to
it's
go along with
Ozzie Trapillo. It's reportedly called the Wumbo package.
I like that idea. I like it because we just talked about Luther Burden III and his impact as the season has gone on. Mm-hmm. The same can certainly be said about Colston Loveland. And I'm a big believer that if, for some reason, Luther Burden III does not play on Saturday night, expect Colston Loveland to have a big game, as in a number of targets and a number of opportunities to bust things open. He looks like a receiver with the ball in his hands. He's just bigger and stronger. He looks more nimble than, say, a Cole Kmet, who's also great, but falls down a little too much when he catches the ball. You know what I'm saying? Like, it seems like every time I see Cole Kmet catch the ball, he's catching it in a, I'm already down, or now I'm going to fall down, or I'm going to dive forward or sideways, and he's to the ground.
Is that an adjustment to the ball, body awareness, ball placement type of thing?
It might be.
Is that from being 6'5" type of thing? Because I don't know what happens up there as a person.
This is Caleb Williams' biggest game as a quarterback, in my opinion. He's already proven he can get it done in cold weather. We saw that last week. It's not going to be as cold, although this game is at night, so it'll be cold. I don't know what the wind conditions are going to be. I don't know if it'll be conducive to throwing the ball a whole lot like we saw him do against the Browns. But I do know this. Out of 13 personnel, they've got the guys who can really block. If it's Durham Smythe, if it's Colston Loveland, and it's Cole Kmet. So your running game should be that much more proficient with more big bodies on the line.
Well, I also think, too, and I talked about this formation on Monday with you and Mark Rohde. Phil Thompson brought it up to Ben Johnson yesterday, asking about the bully package that they have. You know, that it's where the two tight ends flank Caleb Williams in a shotgun formation. And I thought that it was done to help protect against Myles Garrett. I had no problem with it because I thought it was done to help protect against Myles Garrett. Myles Garrett did not get the sack record against the Bears. He got credited with 1.5. And I think because of Myles Garrett's season, I'm proud of that stat for them. I am happy that that's what happened.
If I told you they'd get 1.5 sacks from Myles Garrett, but they still score 31 points, I think you would sign up for that.
Yes, I would. That is a deal I would take. If we're in deal or no deal today, that is one of them.
And maybe more importantly, Caleb Williams is no worse for wear. Because that's the danger of being sacked by a guy like Myles Garrett. I think the other thing, when you look at this offense this week, if they don't have Luther Burden III and they don't have Roma Dunze, is... will that running game be as effective? Clay was in here talking about it yesterday, and he made some great points. So Evan Williams didn't practice. He has not practiced yet this week.
Yeah, that has been something we've been watching.
He is that prototypical run-stopping safety that doesn't allow what's a 4, 5, 6 yard gain maybe to become a 12, 13, 15-yard gain.
And as we talked about 2 weeks ago or last, however you want to do it, when we talked about it, and because this is post Browns week, so it was last week, when we talked about how the Packers were able to really be effective against the Bears, it was the manufacturing of explosive plays, which we'll get into, but then also the prevention of the Bears getting them, and Williams was a big factor in that. He had 7 total tackles in that game. 4 of them were solo. He had 1 pass defense. These are the difference makers. You know, these are the details when you're not running as many plays as you might want to as an offense. This is what you have to adjust to. So if Williams isn't playing, that might be significant in all of this. I don't know if you guys saw last time around. Carrington Valentine is known to be a bit of a trash talker. So I'm curious how that's going to shape up on the field. We saw him and Luther talk a little bit now, didn't we? Nothing major happened, but we know that he's a stirrer of the pot. He's a provocateur.
Provocateur, like Mark Grody style?
I would call you the provocateur. I would call Grody a stirrer of the pot.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
How would you describe...
What's in the pot again?
Stuff.
Oh, okay.
I go with the traditional don't start no stuff, won't be no stuff. I just use the word stuff.
Okay. You know what I use. It's not stuff. It's more colorful language. Listen.
It's more offensive than the cuss word. That's how you know.
It's clinical. It's clinical.
It's just always what you hear when there's some investigation done and people are... We found fecal matter in the ice machine, you know, and then you're like, oh God, what has happened here? This is a hellscape of a report.
Let me tell you something. There's fecal matter in the ice machine. You got some serious problems, like more than serious
problems.
But
you know what I'm saying?
Everyone's hospitalized immediately.
That's the report that shuts the business down. The investigation department gets an Emmy, and you're out here just using it for casual conversation.
The health code lady, she's not going to let you reopen that business. You're going to have to sell it, new ownership. Maybe tear it down. It's like when
burn the building. When you find, kill it with fire.
You know those homes where they find the snake in the toilet. Okay, that toilet is this whole house belongs to the snake now. It's that type of situation.
When you find a really scary spider and you're like, congratulations, spider, you are the new homeowner here.
You got the deed in hand.
Has anybody ever been charged with arson if you burned your house down because there was a really scary spider in it? Have they?
I can see that happening. Going after him with a blowtorch or whatnot.
Sir, there was a really scary spider.
Speaking of blowtorches, you brought up the explosive plays. And the Bears, they need more of them as far as running the football. Two weeks ago when these two teams met, there were 10 plays of 10 yards or more for the Bears. Do you know how many of those plays were running plays? Exactly one.
It's not enough.
Exactly one. And I lied. There were none. The one I was looking at was Kyle Manungai, but he actually only ran for 1 yard. There was an unnecessary roughness call on Keyshawn Nixon, and that's why it was more than 10 yards. So conversely, for the Green Bay Packers, they were able to run a little bit. You know, Josh Jacobs had the big carry late in that game when he was on 3rd and 2, ran for 21 yards all the way down to the Chicago 7. He also had an 11-yard run.
The one where nobody tackled?
Yes.
That can't happen again, by the way.
That cannot happen.
You cannot have, and that was three of the best players on the defense, and none of them got a hand on him. When it was a 3rd and short, and that was 3rd and 1, and they had the chance to stop that drive. I wonder how many times they had to see that film.
But the other big news, if you're looking at plays that, you know, went for double-digit yards, Christian Watson had three of the top six plays, and two of them went for touchdowns, one for 41 yards, one for 23 yards. Christian Watson also on that injury report, out there in limited fashion. He plans on playing on Saturday. His coach, Matt LaFleur, says he's fighting to play. I'm trying to figure out, how much does that matter that Christian Watson is out there? And if he's not at full strength, is that something the Bears don't have to be as worried about?
Well, I assume he's going to wear something. Do you wear the flak jacket in that case?
I think he does.
I'm not quite sure.
Yeah.
How is that going to affect your speed and the angles you get? You know, that's a fair question. But I don't know that that is going to be that significant when Jordan Love ate up the man coverage last game. Like, that was not the best game plan when you consider how easily they were able to pick apart man.
Grody and Clay and I were talking about it yesterday. I was like, I don't think they can play man against the Packers, knowing what they don't have available to them, knowing that Jalen Johnson is not going to be at 100%. He's a few weeks away from being his old self. Well, and that's fine because of what else you got back there.
I am willing to say, though, based on even what I saw against a lesser opponent in the Browns, but you're still facing guys like Jerry Jeudy. And I know he got burned by Isaiah Bond on one of those plays, but I tend to think we're going to see a better version of Jalen Johnson in this game coming up on Saturday than what we saw before.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what they do with C.D. Gardner-Johnson, understanding that there is a speed deficit there. That's where the difference is between him and Kyler Gordon. They're both physical guys who like to play that position. But C.D. Gardner-Johnson, he's a guy who, for speed, cannot keep up with a guy like Christian Watson or even with Reed.
See, now you just fired him up. Now you just fired up C.D. You've motivated him.
I'm looking at the tape,
Layla. Put it on the bulletin board. Go get him.
Layla, you saw the tape. What that looked like?
You've got to be more judicious with how you use your personnel. And I understand wanting to blitz look, and I love it. I love that blitzes are a love language on the Bears defense. But you've got to be mindful of what you're giving up in the secondary when you do some of these.
And I also understand not having Kyler Gordon right before the game starts when you thought you were going to have Kyler Gordon.
If I were a defensive coordinator, blitzes would be my love language too. Everybody would get to blitz. And then I'd probably get burned, just like Jordan Love did with the Bears defense when that happened.
But hopefully you get more pressure on the quarterback along the way.
That's it. The stat that sticks out to me, Marshall, is that they only got an 18% pressure rate on all of their blitzes. That is unsuccessful.
It's also very vulnerable on the back end when you're only getting to the quarterback 18% of the time.
So that's the question. Are you going to be the team that tries to not have the explosives given up and maybe you only rush four down linemen? I wish that I could say that's been successful historically for this team. Glares. But I hope that is the case. Coming up next here on Raheem Harris and Grody.
I have a tear.
It's that
a single tear.
It's the time of year. It's come down to this.
For some people, it's a very important week because there's a lot of money on the line. For other people, well, you've been out of it for a while. Now you're thinking about, okay, I'm in a dynasty league. What do I do?
And that person is Marshall Harris.
That's me.
Our segment brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. Coming up next, for the last time this season, Paul Charchian, our fantasy football expert, here to help you. We'll do it next on Raheem Harris and Grody on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.